I am a slut, and I love being a slut. I love everything about it. The power I have over men, how easily I can wrap them around my finger, instantly infatuate them just by showing off a little bit of skin, but also giving up my power to those men. Giving up my power so they can do whatever they like with me once we're alone. You'd never know what I like to do on the weekends if you saw me out and about. I might be the receptionist at the doctor's office, the stalker you see at the grocery store, or the barista who made your latte this morning. You would never know. But on the weekends, oh, you know. I love going out to the boutique on Friday, just to try on those skimpy little dresses in the window, knowing that a man is going to rip one of them off of me later that night, when they hug my curves just right, show off a good amount of cleavage and leg, maybe a little too much, but that's when I know that they're perfect. I know that all eyes are going to be on me when I enter the club. Most of my dresses don't even survive a night out. Well, they survive getting to the club, but what comes after? Not so much. You would not believe how easy it is for me to pick up any guy I want. I see him, and he is mine. All I have to do is strut over to a handsome guy, much like yourself, bite my lip a little, play with my hair, that kind of thing, and guide him by his hand to the dance floor, and just let him know that I want him. I love rubbing my ass against your cock, feeling it grow against me, looking over your shoulder to see your wily grin. That's when I know that I've got you. What's even better is when I can get you to introduce me to your friends. You know the saying, the more the merrier? Well, when there's more than one man to have their way with me, I'm fucking merry. Not only am I a slut, but I'm a greedy slut too. And I'll gladly take on more than one guy. So we dance, and we drink, and we talk. But eventually, we always go back to your place. Now, some people might think it's dangerous to hook up with a guy that you just met an hour ago, let alone his entourage, but I think it's a thrill not knowing what to expect from them. Although, as soon as you open the door to your place, we both know exactly what's going to happen. I don't even remember your name, but it doesn't take long before your lips are on mine. Sometimes we don't even make it to the bedroom. You're all so turned on already that you can't wait another moment to have your hands on me. Fuck. Just the thought of six hands roaming all over my body, groping my tits, pinching my ass and pulling my dress up, grabbing my throat so I know I'm yours. It's making me so wet right now. My favorite part is when the kissing stops and I feel your strong hand start pushing down on my shoulder. That's when I know that the fun's about to start. You and your friends surround me, and the delicious sound of your zippers being undone echoes in my ears. It surrounds me, and I can't help but start drooling. I guess you could say I've been conditioned to do it at this point. My heart starts pounding in anticipation of seeing three hard cocks, all for me, just inches from my face, no matter which way I turn. Of course, your cock is going to be the first one in my greedy mouth. After all, you're the reason we're all here in the first place, right? My plump lips plant kisses all over your shaft, leaving little crimson lipstick marks. But don't worry, I'll be a good girl and I'll clean them all up soon enough. I love feeling the weight of your cock pressed down on my tongue, the salty taste of your skin awakening my taste buds as I lap at the head of your cock. Even better is when I draw a sweet drop of pre-cum out of you. Of course, I don't want the other boys to feel left out. So I wrap my slender hands around their shafts and start pumping. I'm curious what they taste like too, so it doesn't take long for me to fit their dicks in my mouth, going back and forth between all of you. I love the challenge of making sure every one of you is satisfied. I absolutely worship your cocks, licking and sucking on your balls before running my tongue up and down your shafts and throbbing heads, tasting every inch that I can. Can't have a good blowjob without a generous amount of tongue, right? But I always end up taking the whole length of your cock down my throat without even thinking about it. I'm completely mindless when I'm sucking cock. It's pretty obvious how often I do this. It's basically second nature by now. I love looking up at you down from on my knees. Seeing you tower over me as I'm fed cock after cock. Oh, fuck. Makes my cunt so wet. I just can't wait until you're done with my mouth so you can fill me up somewhere else. But you're not done with my mouth, are you? No. You're gonna wrap my hair up in your fist and you're gonna fuck my face. Shut me up and make me show you what a good little cocksucker I am. Isn't that right? I feel so powerless when you force your entire length down my throat. But oh, that's what I want. I'm your dirty whore for the night, and I want to see my lipstick smeared all the way to the base of your perfect cock. Drool drips down my chin onto my tits with every thrust, and my eyes start to water as you make my throat bulge over and over again. And when you decide that I've finally been a good little cocksucker long enough, I've got two other holes for you to use. While you keep making me gag on your cocks, of course. Feeling your strong arms lift me up just so you can bend me over a footrest. Oh god, it makes me weak in the knees. I don't stand a fucking chance. Not that I would resist in the first place. I don't mind being tossed around like a doll at all. Oh, I feel like such a dirty girl when I'm bent over, sticking my ass and my tongue out, just waiting for both my eager holes to get filled up. It's impossible not to shiver when I feel your fingers dig into my hips and the head of your cock nudges against my hot, dripping hole. It's just begging to be fucked. Please. Oh, please. I've been a good little slut so far, and I need that cock inside me. You don't need to warm me up at all. I've been lusting after your cock all night, and I want it. I ache for it. You feel so good taking me from behind, throbbing and pulsing inside. My pussy is so sensitive right now that I can feel every ridge, every vein being pushed inside of me. I beg for every inch of you to pound into my tight little pussy while your friends take turns with my mouth. It's hard to get any moans out with these two cocks stuffed inside my mouth, but you can tell I fucking love it from all the juices dripping onto your balls. Your big, cum-filled balls slapping against my cunt with each powerful thrust. I'm all yours to do whatever you want. Oh, and I know what you guys want. They tiptoe around it. They say it's not a big deal if the girl's not into it, but I'm into it. Oh, I want you to fuck my ass. Fuck. When I feel your thumb press against my tight little hole as you keep pounding into me, I almost forget to keep sucking off your friends. Almost. Oh, and when it finally slips inside of me, there's nothing I can do. I'm at your mercy, and I don't want it any other way. It works around inside me, teasing me, pushing deeper, loosening up my ass. I have all of my holes filled, like a good little whore should. But we can do better, don't you think? Something a little bigger than your thumb. One of your friends can stop fucking my mouth so you can switch places with him. I just love licking my sweet juices off your big cock, meeting your eyes while I clean you up like a good little girl. I'm not getting fucked in every hole at the moment, but when I feel my cheeks get spread, and that solid dick poise itself against my ass, I can be patient for a little while. He's been fucking my throat for so long that his cock has more than enough drool on it, and he can just slide right inside me. I would gasp as he pushes more and more inside me. But that just leaves my mouth wide open for you too, doesn't it? You all have been fucking me so well that it's unavoidable. I can't help but squeeze that big cock deeper into my ass and... Oh, moan as my lips wrap around your heavy balls. I hope my ragged moans don't force any of you over the edge, because I'm not done having fun yet. I still need to have three cocks pounding me at the same time. I crave being used like a cheap toy. I crave that moment when everyone stops fucking me and I can effortlessly be thrown on the couch just to be surrounded again. One of your friends slips underneath me, grabs my hips, and forces me down, wrapping my dripping cunt around his cock, balls deep. Your other friend grabs my hair in his fist again and taps his hefty girth on my tongue, ordering me to lick the whole thing up and down, smearing spit and pre-cum all over my lips. And I obey. bay. Oh, and then the best part. I can hear you shuffling behind me, and I automatically shiver. It reaches all the way to my fingertips. I feel your hands groping my ass, spreading my cheeks so you can get a good look at my asshole. I feel a sharp sting on my ass as you give me a good spank. Dirty girls get spanked, don't they? Do you want to punish me for how dirty I am? Or do you want to reward me? That's what I wanted to hear. Come on, stranger. Show me what a filthy cock whore should look like. I've already got your friend's cock down to the hilt in my tight little pussy, and I can feel your hard cock pressing against my ass. Do it. Thrust your throbbing cock into my slutty ass and fuck me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. That's perfect. I feel so full and desired. Nothing makes me feel more wanted than when I'm completely stuffed with cock. I can't believe how easy it is for me to take two cocks between my legs and ones that are so thick. I don't think I could get any better. At least, that's what I think before your strong hands grab my wrists and force them behind my back. I'm not in control anymore. I'm just here, a dirty little insatiable cock slut for all of you to use however you want. Hands groping every inch of my body, forcing each and every one of my holes to the limit. I want to scream with ecstasy, but all I can do is gag and drool all over your friend's cock. I want to go limp, but you all hold me up with your hands on my chest, my hips, my hair. I want to come. I want to come. You whisper in my ear to etch and come when you do. I'm nothing if not obedient, so I hold on, as torturous as it is. I wouldn't fault you if you all wanted to come inside me. I'm on the pill, and I love feeling that hot cum spurt and spray inside me, drip out, run down my thighs. But what I love even more is when you pull out, prop me on my knees against the couch, and jerk your pulsing cocks just inches away from my face. I like to see for myself how good I made everyone feel. And feeling three hot, sticky loads paint my pretty little face. Yes. That's it. Pump your slick cock for me. Harder. Oh, don't make me wait any longer for your cum. Please. Haven't I been a good whore tonight? I want it on my cheeks. I want it on my lips. I want it on my tongue. Please. Please let me taste your sweet, salty loads. Fuck. Please. That was amazing. Oh, I'm your filthy little cum slut. And I got exactly what I wanted. Well, almost everything. I still need to suck your cocks one last time and get all that cum out of you three. And once it's all out, I need to wipe it off my face with my fingers so I can lick it up, right? Can't let a single sweet drop of cum go to waste. Three delicious loads in my mouth, swirling around my tongue, coating my cheeks. The load is so big, it's almost dripping out of the corners of my mouth. But with a single big gulp, I swallow and I feel it all running down my abused throat. I feel so good. I could almost come again. Oh, but after that, I'm completely spent. Your friends put their clothes back on, give me a smirk as they look at the sweaty, flushed, panting mess that they made out of me, and they head out the door. You lead me to your bedroom. Took you long enough. And we pass out as soon as we hit the pillow. I wake up early in the morning, call an Uber, slip what remains of my dress back on, get my shoes, and head out the door. I'm pretty sore between the legs, but it's a perfect reminder of what I am. Some people call it the walk of shame, but I don't know why. I have nothing to be ashamed of. I just gave not one, not two, but three people a night of pleasure with no strings attached that they'll never forget. Why? Because I'm a slut. And I love being a slut.